On Sunday afternoon, Pope Benedict left the Austrian capital by car for a visit to the nearby Cistercian Abbey of Heiligenkreuz, or the Holy Cross, which dates back to the 12th century. This ancient abbey contains relics of the Holy Cross, and it also houses a 200-year-old theological academy, which has just been renamed as a pontifical academy. Father Karl Wollner is rector of this institute, and Veronica Scaresbrick caught up with him inside the abbey as he was taking journalists on a tour just ahead of Pope Benedict's visit.
This is Romanesque style with those three beautiful windows. And there's the western side, so when the sun is setting in the evening, the light falls through those three windows and it falls upon the monks praying here in the choir stalls. So Heiligenkreuz is really a combination of all centuries and all styles. Yeah, we have all. There was a break. The Turks came in 1683, the National Socialists came. We have one old monk with 99 who is still living. He was condemned to death by the Nazis. Yeah, and he was delivered, freed in April 1945, only because they had already transported the schafott to behead him. Yeah, the guillotine. They had transported it already to West, fleeing from the Russians, and he's still living, and he will be with the Holy Father when we make this picture with the Holy Father. And it's also a combination of life and spirituality, because we have so many vocations. Maybe you have read already about this. We have the highest level of monks since 200 years. Yeah. I'm already one of the oldest. Second part of the church is Gothic style. It was built in the end of the 13th century, and it's the first big Gothic building in Austria. It's much older than the Cathedral of St. Stephen's. Yeah. And of course the church was transformed. It's such a pity that you cannot see, but you will see it when the Holy Father comes on Sunday. Yeah, you will see it at least in TV, that this church is in daylight. Yeah, it's very beautiful because you have the light coming through those old windows from the 13th century, and yeah, it's really a combination, a harmony of all, of life and spirituality and culture and so on.
What is this throne? Is it a special throne?
It's the throne where Father Abbot is sitting normally, and bishops and cardinals when they come here to celebrate the Holy Mass, but never before there has been a pope sitting on this throne.
How many monks are you here now?
At the moment we are 78, and most of us are very young. The oldest is 99, and we have two young novices with 19. A lot of young novices in the last years, because we have continued with our spirituality. After the Second Vatican Council, we have made all reforms, but we have not destroyed the liturgy. We have continued in the tradition of our order. And of course, we are very normal, I think, too. Yeah. So we are both. Yeah. We have a very strong faith, and we are very deep in our spirituality. For example, we start every day at 5 o'clock in the morning with our prayers, every day without exception. And we are very normal. We do sports and so on too. And we have apostolic works to do. So this is a very good combination that attracts young people here.
You actually go out of the monastery?
Yes, we have 19 parishes. This is in Austria. This is normal because it was in the 19th century that Emperor Joseph II, he forced the monasteries to go out, the monks to go out and to do pastoral work outside the monastery. And from this time, we have already parishes. For example, me, I have lived 8 years outside of the monastery in one of our parishes, and then I came back, and now I live as a monk, and I have lived 8 years as a parish priest.
You think this is a healthy system?
It has advantages and it has also big disadvantages, because it's two different types of life. Yeah, outside you cannot rise at 5 o'clock outside the monastery when you are with the people and you have to stay with them and you have conferences in the evening. That's not possible. And in the monastery we have a very strict life here. Yeah, and we want to have it like that. So it's very different. But this is also a very great chance. Yeah, we say, who is a good monk in the monastery, he will also be a good parish priest outside the monastery.
This monastery is called Heiligenkreuz, which means Holy Cross. Is that charism very special to you?
Yes, it's very special because we want to follow the Lord who is carrying his cross. But the name comes from a relic of the Holy Cross, which was given to us by our founder, Saint Leopold, in the 12th century. And then we received 60 years after this, after our foundation, we received from Leopold V a very big piece of the Holy Cross. And this is now the main attraction to pilgrims and also the center of our spiritual life.
What does the visit of the Holy Father mean to you here at Heiligenkreuz?
It's such a big joy and such a big honor. We cannot get it, because it's such a big honor. He will give us his word and he will give us his teaching. And I think that he also, he confirms the way that we have taken the last 30 years after the Second Vatican Council, because we have done all reforms of the Second Vatican Council, but without of doing anything against the word of the Council. Yeah? And it's very attractive to young people. Yeah? Not only for vocations, but also we have young people who come here for prayer weekends, and it's really a very colorful life that you can have here in Heiligenkreuz.
Music is very important here, isn't it?
We love the Gregorian chant. And we sing it not as a way of singing, but it's a way of praying. Yeah? It's a part of our spirituality. And I'm here already for 25 years. I entered with 18. And I can see now, after 25 years, that this way of chant, this way of praying, opens a very big treasure of spirituality. It's not a fast food spirituality that we have here, but it's really... It's the spirituality of the church, which is walking through the centuries and centuries.
Father Karl Wollner there of the Pontifical Academy at Heiligenkreuz talking to Veronica Scaresbrick.